弟兄姐妹平安。上一次来的时候是2004年，所以一晃将近是5年的时间。
Last time I was here in 2004, now 5 years had passed quickly.
作为一个全时间的传道人
，Being a full-time minister,
心里面最欢喜的一件事情，
the most joyful thing to me,
就是看到过去自己所认识的弟兄姐妹
is to see that all the brothers that I used to know.
当然，我们说见到老朋友是一个非常欢喜的事情。
Being old friend definitely is a very joyful experience.
但是能够看到自己所认识的弟兄姐妹仍然在主的里面，这是更欢喜的一件事情。
But it's even more joyful to see them, are still in the Lord.
因为在未来的日子，不管我什么时候回来。
Because in the future, no matter when I, may come,
仍然能够见到你忠心持守你的信仰。
I would love to see that you still stand, faithfully in, the Lord.
今天我要跟弟兄姐妹一起思想一个题目。
Today I want to, raise this, I want to ask you to, think about this, topic.
就是外邦人不也是这样做吗？
The topic is that, do not even pagans do that.
我为什么会选一个这样的题目？
How come I chose this, topic?
因为我们实在是发现一个基督徒跟一个还没有信主的人是不同的。
Because I define, there are differences between a believer and a non-believer.
特别是在南湾教会这一段的时间，我相信我们会面临更大的挑战。
And I believe for this church, we will face bigger challenges during this time.
所以我选了这个题目。
Therefore, I chose this topic.
有一对父子，父亲跟儿子。
A father and son.
他们经过一个非常豪华的旅馆。
They passed through a very luxurious hotel.
然后开了一部黑色的车子。
And saw a black car or limousine.
然后这个儿子就对父亲说
The son said to his father,
爸爸
Daddy,
这个坐在车子里面的人
The person who sit in the car,
一定没什么学问
Probably is not very knowledgeable.
然后这个爸爸就反过来对这个儿子说
The father in turn said to his son,
说这话的人口袋里一定没钱。
Whoever says that must not have a lot of money.
这是什么？人的反应。
This is man's reaction.
不同的人对一样的事情却有不一样的反应。
Different people have different reactions.
在我们当中有没有做老师的？
Do we have any teachers among us?
有好几位哈。
A few.
是不是中文老师？不是哈。You are so lucky.
lucky not be a Chinese teacher.
在台湾有一个国文老师。
Taiwan is a Chinese teacher.
他要教孩子们造句。
Ask the children to make up sentences or composition.
好，这个题目是天真。
Means innocent.
很抱歉的哈，那个听英文的可能听不懂这一个哈。天真是讲到说是非常活泼单纯
means pure, means vivid.
所以这个孩子就造了一个这样的句子。
So the kid made up this sentence.
今天天气真热。
Today is very hot.
好，你可能听不懂哈，因为天真都在这里面哈，两个字都在里面，他就造了这样的句子。所以如果你是这样的一位老师
So if you are such a teacher of Chinese language,
你一定会很生气。
You must be pretty upset.
我怎么教出这样的学生？
How come my student turned out to be that this way?
但是我们今天来看这样的一个笑话的时候，我们觉得很高兴。
But today we look at this joke and we feel it's funny.
一个生气，一个觉得高兴。
One was angry and we are happy.
这是人不同的反应。
This is different responses.
别人骂你。
Other people scold you.
别人批评你。
Criticize you.
你很生气，很苦恼。
You must be pretty upset.
别人说你好。
And when people praise you,
你很高兴。
You must be happy.
别人说你有勇气，或者说你胆小。
Saying you are courageous or cowardly,
你会有不同的反应。
You must have different reactions.
有的人越说你，你就越害怕。
Some people, the more criticism they receive, the more weary they feel.
但是有些人越说你了，你的口气就越强壮，越大声。
On the other hand, some people take more criticism and become more resistant.
这是我们人的反应。
So those are different reactions.
不同的态度。
Different attitudes.
我们的反应也罢，我们的态度也罢，会影响我们这一个人。
Whether it's our responses or our attitude, it's definitely
会影响我们的家人
influence us and our family.
会影响我们周围的人，会影响教会
and affect everything that we touch.
所以今天我们先来看一下，到底在我们的生活的环境当中，有几种不同类型的反应。
So let's see what kind of different types of reactions in our lives.
第一种反应就是说，我按照我的喜欢。我喜欢怎么样，我就怎么反应。
The first one is whatever I like to react, I react that way.
没有一定的标准。
There's no standards.
完全不管别人怎么样子反应，完全不管别人的喜好，我要怎么样就怎么样。
Regardless of how other people perceive me.
在旧约的时候有第二种的反应。
In the Old Testament, there are second type of reactions.
就是刚才我们所读的经文里面也讲到
And that was the one we read in the scripture.
以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
有一天有一个司机在山路上开车。
One day, a driver driving down the mountain road.
对面就开回来一个车子。
And he saw another car coming from the opposite side.
对面的司机很快地摇下了车窗
and the driver from the opposite side cranked down the window
然后对他大声说猪
and said you pig
这个人一听你竟然骂我猪
so this driver reacted this way
他就也很快地把车窗摇下来说你才是猪
so he also did the same and scold back and you areThe pig.
结果当他话刚说完
Just finish up his scolding.
他就撞到了一群猪
And he knocked into a group of real pigs.
有的时候我们很快的就反应
Because many times we react immediately.
你打我一拳我赶快还你一掌
You punch me and punch you back.
岂不知有的时候人家所做的一些事情或所说的话其实是对我们有帮助的。
Sometimes we ignore that what people said to us is trying to help us.
在新约的时候我们可以看到第三种的反应。
So in New Testament, we will see the third kind of reaction.
圣经告诉我们说不要跟恶人作对。
Bible just teaches, do not resist an evil person.
因此我们看见在圣经里面给我们一个标准不是按照自己的喜好。
So we see that in the Bible, it teaches a standard that is not according to what we like or what we dislike.
也不是要去反击别人。
Or to punch back.
而是要受神的引导跟圣灵的帮助。
But rather to be led by the Holy Spirit And by the guidance of God.
所以我们现在回来看圣经所提到的三件事情。
So let's see, there are three things that the Bible teaches us.
有人打你右脸的时候，左脸也让他打。
Number one is that when someone strike you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
打脸是一个羞辱的意思。
Strike on your cheek is a humiliation.
所以有的时候我们看电影电视的时候被人摔耳光的时候这是非常羞辱的事情。
It's definitely an action to humiliate the other person.
第二件事情说，有人要拿你的礼衣的时候，连外衣也给他。
And the second thing teaches us that if someone wants you, to take your tunic, let him have your cloak.
穿礼衣是人的基本要求。
Tunic or the undergarment is our basic necessary.
所以有人要拿你礼衣的时候，这就是代表说是他侵犯你个人财产最深的一部分。
It means that someone has offend to the most inner part of yourself.
第三件事情就是说，有人要让你陪他走一里路，你就陪他走两里。
Number three, Bible teaches that if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
当然，这有一个典故。
Here is a context.
当时犹太人在罗马统治之下。
At that time, the Jewish land were under the control of Romans.
按照罗马的律法、罗马的官吏、兵丁，他们可以要求犹太人的百姓。帮他拿东西走一里路。
According to the law at that time, the Roman soldiers or officers can request any Jew to walk with the load for 1 mile.
因此，当有人强迫你走一里路的时候，那这个代表就是说是要扭曲你的意志，也就是说你心里面不要不想，但是他却强迫你要这样子做。
So it means that sometimes you are forced to do something that you don't like.
而这一段圣经提醒我们，
This scripture reminds us.
不管是打你的脸，不管是要拿你的里外衣，不管是要叫你走一里路，这个是我们人其实跟基本上不太愿意做的事情。
Any one of the three actions are the one that we hate to be put into the situation.
但是圣经却这样子提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us.
如果我们也是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
If we do what it says, eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
我们跟税吏有什么差别？
Then what's difference?
如果我们也是要报复别人。
If we are just talking about revenge.
如果我们也是只是喜欢那些我们喜欢的人。
Or we only like love those who like us.
那我们跟外邦人又有什么差别？
Then what difference do we have with the pagans?
这是这一段经文所要告诉我们的。
And this is the meaning of this passage.
第二方面，我们来看一下，到底我们人的态度跟反应对于我们有什么关系？对于我们的生活的见证又有什么关系？
Let's see how our attitude and response will affect our testimony.
如果我们只是单单的跟人讲理，
If we only debate with people on the rationality level,
我们讲公义的原则，
we talk about justice,
我们讲律法的规条，
we talk about creeds and laws,
而没有一个基督徒应该有的反应跟态度的时候，我们跟他们有什么不一样？
But if we do that without the correct reaction of what expected to a Christian, then
所以四十三节这样说是，在律法之下，人的反应是什么？爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
So in verse 43, it says, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.'"
所以你如果你是我的邻舍，我就爱你。
So if you are my neighbor, I'll love you.
你是我的仇敌，我就恨你。
If you are my enemy, I'll hate you.
四十四节
，verse 44.
基督徒的反应对于仇敌是要爱他，为那逼迫你的祷告。
But the Christian standard is that love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
而四十五节
，verse 45，
我们看见神的反应。
We see God's reaction.
不管是好人、坏人，神一样的爱他。
Whether a evil person or good person.God loves them the same.
因此四十六节、四十七节提醒我们不要这样子。
Therefore, verses 46 through 47 reminds us that we should not do the same as the world.
四十八节的时候
In verse 48,
再一次借着神的话提醒我们
that we were reminded by God's words.
我们要完全像神。
We need to be perfect like God is.
我们看一下基督徒的反应的一些原则。
Let's see the principles of a Christian's reaction.
人对一些事情的反应，一个是讲理由。
People's reaction, one type is to stay on the reasoning.
有一个太太对她的先生说
，A wife, talked to her husband.
最近摸过我脸的人都说我皮肤非常的光滑。
Many people that have touched my face say that I have a very smooth skin.
这个先生一听。
Husband, after hearing that,
一个耳光子就下去了。
Slap on her face.
你岂能够让别的男人摸你的脸？
How can you let other men touch your face?
于是这个做妻子的很委屈地说，是美容院的小姐这样说的。
The wife said that, you know, it's all the ladies in the salon that said this.
我们认为说这个做妻子的很委屈。
We feel unfair.
我们觉得这个丈夫没有道理。
We feel the husband is too rude.
所以如果你是做一个裁判的时候，你就会说先生没有理，太太是对的，太太委屈了。
So if you are the judge, you will give, you said the wife is right, the husband is wrong.
第二种的反应。我们从行为的方面，我们来反应它。
The second type of reaction is on the action.
我们好像不再去争谁有道理，谁没道理。
We do not debate on who is right, who is wrong.
我们想有一点好一点的行为。
We like to have a better behavior or action.
在教会这样的人不少。
In the church, I can see many of those.
因为你会这样子想，哎呀，我已经是信主的，我如果这样做那样做，好像跟我的身份不合。
I feel that those people think since I'm a Christian already, I should do something that are compatible with my belief.
所以要求自己稍微多忍耐一点，稍微多有爱心一点。
So it will restrict your, encourage yourself to be more patient. To be
more caring.
I forgot.
更有爱心。
Yeah. To have more love.
第三种反应。
The third reaction.
我们称作是有神生命的一个反应。
We said it's the reaction with God's life.
我们不再太过分地去讲这个道理。
We do not argue about reasoning.
我们不一定要知道理由了，我们才怎么做。
We don't need the reason to act.
而是从我们的心里面有一个真实的忍耐，真实的爱。
But it's the true love or patience coming from our heart.
我们可以听完别人解释。
We can hear other people's explanation.
我们可以容忍别人所犯的一些错误。
We can tolerate other people's wrong.
我们可以愿意帮助那些他们失败的人
，we can help those who failed，
或者是顶撞我们的人
，or those who did something against us。
所以我们说，第一，我们不要去讲理。
So first we said we do not try to argue。
所谓不讲理，不是说没有理性。
It doesn't mean that we should become irrational。
主给我们看到的一个反应就是这样子说：如果我们一直跟人争。
The teaching from the Lord is that if we continue to argue,
总有一方是没有理
then at the end, one side will have no reasoning.
你想想那个被你说到没有理的人，他心里面会怎么样的感受？
One side will feel that they lost all the reasoning ground, and how would they feel?
有的时候基督徒因着爱的缘故我们不一定要有理由。
Sometimes, because of the, for the sake of love, we don't need a reason.
讲理的时候
when you are arguing in the rational level,
我会考虑我要花多少的时间、多少的金钱、 多少的心血来关顾一个人，或者是关心一个人。
You will figure out how much resources, time, energy to take care of someone.
但是我相信在我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
But I believe the brothers and sisters over here.
当你要去关心一个人的时候，
When you really care about a person,
你绝对不会先坐下来算一下到底这个 mileage 是多少，到底我要花多少的时间，到底我去探访了他 会不会影响我跟我孩子相处的时间。
We will not do all the calculations of mileage or the sacrifice, trade-off, whatever.
因为爱的缘故就没有这些理由。
Because of the sake of love, we forget about those reasonings.
因为你爱教会的缘故，
And because you come to this church.
有的时候你为教会做一些事情的时候，你绝对不会说，如果我把这个时间去哪里做工的话，我可以多赚一些钱。
You will not trade off the time you spend over here and think about maybe I have some opportunity cost of doing something else.
这是没有理由的爱。
And this is love without reasoning.
当我们有太多的理由才去爱的时候，
When you have too many reasoning before you can love.
那是交换。
But
那是交换 ，exchange.
That's exchange.
那是有条件的
，that's conditional.
但是真实的爱，一个好的反应是有的时候是不讲理的。
The real love, the real reaction sometimes does not need reasoning.
同样的，从这些反应当中的第二个，我们可以看见基督徒，我们做一些对的事情。但是有的时候我们也要做一些美的事情。
We Christians, we should do the right thing, but sometimes we should do the beautiful thing.
这个叫做超越。
This is beyond.
人要我的礼仪，我不给他是对的。
If someone wants to grab your undercoat and you resist, that was right.
但是如果我把我的礼仪给他，这是好的。
But if I give him that underwear,that's the good one.
但是我不但把我的礼仪给他，我也把我的外衣给他的时候，这是超越。
But if in addition I also give my cloak, then that is beyond.
所以基督徒不但是做好的事情，做对的事情，也做超越的事情。
So we need to do the good thing, the right thing, and do the things that beyond.Or overcome our whatever.
然而，这样一个超越的生活的流露，才是一个真正的生命。
But it's the real God's life that can do something beyond the circumstance.
特别是，在我们遇到一些难处的时候。你生命的当中，在一个低谷的时候，你生活的环境遇到一些挫折的时候
，and this is especially true when we are down, we are in the valleys of our life.
你真实的生命才能够流露出来。
That's where people can see your real life.
神所给我们的生命，就是一个这样的生命。
The life that God has given to us is such a life.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你有没有过这样的经验。
I don't know if you have such an experience.
当你活不出来这样生命的时候，你心里面会有些难过。
When you try to live up to that kind of level of life, but you cannot, you feel bad about it.
越是在羞辱、损失、难处的当中
，the more you are in that kind of loss, humiliation.
而你越愿意从你的心里面流露出来这样的生命
，and the more you try to bring out that kind of life,
其实也就越带出来你生命的能力来。
Then it give you that kind of ability.
第三是永不止息的爱。
The third is the unceasing love.
不要去讲理。
Do not talk about reasoning.
不但做对的事情，做好的事情，做美的事情，做超越的事情。
Not only do the right thing, the beautiful thing, the things beyond.
而且从你的里面有一个永不止息的爱。
But it should come from your inside, the unceasing love.
所谓永不止息的爱。
The unceasing love means,
就是在我的里面一直有一个储备。
It seems that I have a reservoir.
可以随时能够把我这个爱用在我周围的人身上。
That I can use the love putting inside this reservoir and use it anytime I need.
神借着这一切的反应，要让我们的生命扩大起来。
God used all those circumstances to help expand our life.
神透过这些的反应，让我们的生命显出丰富来。
And God will use those circumstances to let us feel we have abundant life.
所以我们常说，一个能给的人，他才是丰富。
We said an abundant person must be a person that loves to give.
这几天我读了一个小故事。
Recently, I read a small story.
有一个教会的牧师对弟兄姐妹说
A pastor told his congregation,
我们希望下一个星期我们能够收一点爱心的捐款。
We'd like to collect a love offering next week.
来帮助我们教会当中最贫困的一家人。
To help the one of the family that has the lowest, is in the poorest condition.
有一个家庭
，and such a family，
父亲过世了
，father passed away，
母亲带着三个女儿
，the wife had three daughters，
这三个女儿就在想，我们有没有什么方法能够也有一些钱能够来 support 这个最贫困的家庭
？So this widow with her three daughters was thinking how can they help。The family that is really in need.
所以这个三个女儿就做了一些小的手工，然后很辛苦的就把它出去卖掉，然后积攒了一些钱。
So they made some craft and go out and sell them and collected some money.
真的，这一个礼拜过得非常难过。
So it's hard for them to do during that week.
非常劳累。
Pretty tired.
但是他们的努力让他们在这一个礼拜当中，他们赚到了$70。
But they made $70 during that week.
所以他们就很欢喜的，到了礼拜天就把这$70放在一个信封，然后投在奉献箱里面。
So they put the $70 into the envelope and drop in the contribution box with a lot of joy.
他们三个女儿就说：“我们真欢喜，我们能够帮助我们教会最贫困的人。”
The daughter said, "Wow, we're so joyful because we can help that family in need."
所以他们就很欢喜的聚完会就回家了。
So they are ready to leave the church after worship.
当天晚上
，the night，
牧师来到了这一家人。
Pastor called on this family.
递给他们一个信封。
And gave them an envelope.
里面有$87。
There were $87.
他们没有想到，所谓最贫困的家庭就是这个家庭。
They did not. They never thought about that.This is the family themselves.
有的时候我们听到这里的时候，心里面可能会有一些很同情的感觉。
When you think about this story, you may have feel pity about this family.
但是在这个三个女儿的身上
，But among those three girls,
她们的反应是愤怒。
Their reaction was angry.
她们的心里面的反应是失望
，disappointed.
他们心里面的反应是真的是无话可说的难过。
I feel so bad.
他们心里想说：为什么这个最贫穷的竟然是我们
？How come we are the poorest?
因此，剩下来的这一个礼拜让这些孩子非常的难过。
So the following week they were in pretty bad mood.
他觉得我能够给我为什么是最贫穷？
They feel, if I can give, how come I'm the poorest? 他们很难过的第二个礼拜天又去聚会了。But they still go to the same church next Sunday.
我长话短说，结果后来他们就把这87块钱就奉献出去。So
they contribute that $87.
帮助更有需要的人。To
help the really the people who really need it.
一个能给的人。A
person who can give.
是富足的人。It's
the one that is satisfied.
这是主要为什么要让我们对不同的事情有不同反应的原因。And
this is how we should react differently.
因为你的生命丰富。
Because if you do have an abundant life,
因为你能够跟别人分享,
if you can share with other people,
因为你愿意更多的爱一点,
the more you can love others,
你愿意更付出一点,
and you are willing to spend more,
你更忍受一点,
tolerate more,
神就让你的生命丰富起来,
God will give you more abundant life.
一个肯让主这样在我们身上工作的人,
a person who is willing to let the Lord works,
神就越多的在你身上工作,
the more God will do.
有的时候我们觉得这个环境是在对付我,
sometimes we feel that this circumstance is against me.
有时候觉得说你这个人对我不好，你是在对付我,
or somebody is against me.
但是有的时候神 就用这些所谓的不好的、恶劣的环境，在我们的身上工作，来塑造我们。But
God will use those bad situations to mold us.
可能在你的身上也发生过这样的事情。Maybe
it had happened to you, this kind of things.
有一个太太。A
lady.
她知道她的先生非常喜欢吃新鲜的活鱼。
She knows that her husband loved to eat fresh live
fish.
Not me.
因此这个太太下午的时候，她就去菜市场买了一个新鲜的活鱼回家。So
he went shopping and get a fresh live fish.
她把时间算得很准。She
calculated time.
他事先打电话给先生说：“先生，你从办公室出门的那一刹那，打一个电话给我。”He
asked her husband, "Call me when you are ready to leave your office."
我会算好时间，把鱼放在锅上蒸。And
I will put this fish in the steam cook.
你一进家门的时候，你就吃到最新鲜的蒸鱼。When
you get home, you will eat this. The fish will be ready.
这先生有没有这样的羡慕？
Are you envious about this husband?
先生感觉到幸福,
he felt being loved.
但是很不幸的, 快要下班的时候, 有人打电话进来,
unfortunately, somebody called just upon the time that she was about to leave.
他就耽搁了一点点的时间,
so he got delayed.
所以当他回家的时候,
and then when he got home,
当然那个鱼已经蒸好了一小段时间, 所以就凉了。
The fish became cold.
这个太太就说,
the wife said,
你看看你,
look at you.
没这个福气吃活鲜蒸的鱼。
You don't have the blessing of eating a fresh fish.
有的时候我们对一个这样的事情的反应是什么?
So what kind of reaction would you have?
这个做太太的有没有爱心? 有没有爱丈夫的心？有。
Does the wife love her husband? Definitely.
有，真的有。否则她不会这么花心血的去买了新鲜的鱼，然后按照她的时间来做好。Otherwise,
she would not cook the fish and butter the fish and cook fish in such a meticulously way.
这个鱼凉是一个事实。The
fish was cold. That was a fact.
她起初的爱心也是一个事实。And
her love at the beginning was a fact.
但是两个这么好的事实，最后的一个结果是什么？你没这个命吃这条鱼。But
the result put together is the blame of her husband that you don't deserve.
反过来,
Just the opposite.
如果这个太太是的，先生没有打电话回来，先生晚了一点回来，你却对你的先生说没有关系，我再帮你热一下。
If the wife can just change her attitude and say, "Well, let me just warm up the fish again."
或者你说今天的鱼还是不够新鲜，我下次再做一个新鲜的再给你吃。
Or saying that I will try again to make it more fresh next time.
你想想看，这个做先生的是会怎么样来回应妻子？
And you can imagine how that husband will react to his wife.
这个做先生的当天晚上吃那条鱼的时候，你想他心里会想些什么？
You can imagine how he felt when he ate that fish.
这个做妻子的一点都不谅解。 我又不是为了什么出去玩，我是为了公事的缘故耽搁了一下。He
might be thinking that how come my wife is not so understanding? I was just delayed because of my work.
所以一个好的事情，竟然最后结果是什么？让两方面都不高兴。So
good things, it started with good reasoning, but at the end, both sides were not happy.
我们对生活上所发生的这样的事情，我们怎么反应？So
how do we react to things? Such things in our life.
我们这么反应就决定我们是一个什么样的基督徒。
The way we react to things determine what kind of Christians we are.
我们怎么样反应就决定了我们的见证是有力量还是没力量。
And the way we react will affect our testimony in front of other people.
是的，我们跟世人是不同的。
Yes, we are different from the pagans.
因为在我们的里面有不同的生命。
Because in us, we have a different life.
因此我们的反应就跟外邦人不一样。
Therefore, we should not react as the ordinary non-believer.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
在我们的生命的里面,
in our lives,
有些事情是非常, 一般的。
There are things that are ordinary.
就好像 我们要天天在神的面前来亲近神。
Just like we have to be close to the Lord.
因为我们经常的亲近神, 因此我们在里面的反应就会常常跟着变化。
If we get closer to the Lord every day, then we will feel the change within us.
而这些的改变就让我们一次又一次对事情有不同的反应。
Because those changes is going to help us to react differently to our things.
第二方面, 我们基督徒, 我们要持守我们的地位。
Secondly, we need to stand firm on our position, our status.
我们在还没有信的人面前,
in front of the non-believer,
我们在弟兄姐妹的面前,
in front of brothers and sisters,
我们要持守我们应当有的见证。
We should uphold the kind of testimony that we should have.
不要退后。
We should not step back or slide back.
基督徒不是靠着我们的穿着。
Christian,
not according to our wearing.
People does not judge us as Christian because of our outlook.
基督徒也不是单单因为礼拜天聚会而有分别。
Or because we come to church on Sundays.
而是在我们每一天的生活的当中, 我们对于事情的态度跟反应, 让人看出我们是基督徒。
People can see you as Christian when you react to things on daily life.
如果我们没有这样的见证,
if we don't have such a testimony,
我们不就跟外邦人一样吗?
Then what difference do we have with the pagans?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.